Hi, this is Floyd with Johnsons.net. I'm here at Shelley's Wizards of the Coast. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing very well. We're at Gen Con, so how can we not be?
Absolutely. How can you not have fun at Gen Con?
It would be against the rules.
Well, obviously, Wizards of the Coast is really big, especially with Dungeons & Dragons. And you've recently released, I've done some more adventures in Neverwinter. And so I was curious, what brought you back to Neverwinter?
Well, as you can tell, it's all about Neverwinter for us. So the goal here was really to create a shared experience for players with story being at the core. And what better place to tell that story but Neverwinter, which is a setting that is as rich with history, has a lot of backstory. A lot of players remember it fondly from many years ago. And the story of Neverwinter now being that it's a city that has been destroyed by the Spell Plague, and they're trying to rebuild, and there's factions that are vying for control of it. It really fits in with the whole vie for glory, be a hero, come to Neverwinter, which kind of embodies what D&D is all about anyway.
So do you have a lot of source books coming out, modules, things like that?
This campaign is really different and exciting for a lot of reasons. It crosses over many different mediums, many different platforms. We have comic books, we have board games, we have the RPG product, we have the D&D Fortune cards. There's a Neverwinter Facebook game that they're demoing right here behind us. There's novels, there's many different ways, no matter what your level of interest is in fantasy, there's probably going to be a way for you to interact with Neverwinter.
Wow, that's very cool. Speaking of interaction, I was wondering how you think that the digital age affects role-playing games, especially in regards to the tabletop experience.
I think that it's great because it's just another way to experience D&D. You know, if you're at work, say you need a quick little break, you know, you're on your lunch break probably, because you would never do this during work hours, but you know, if you wanted to just get on Facebook and have a quick 5-minute D&D experience, you can do that. If you want to have maybe a family board game night with an if you have an RPG experience, Legend of Druids, Castle Ravenloft, Wrath of Astartalon, those are great games. They're wonderful ways to interact. So just having, you know, different expressions, including digital, is just another way for the hobby to grow and for more people to come into it and more ways to experience the game that people love.
It sounds like you're trying to get more of the casual gamer into this. As you said, that a lot of people just don't have time to put a lot of time in it, but still want to experience the role-playing and the storyline. So that's who you're targeting? I mean, not exclusively, somewhat?
Yeah, well, we have a program like D&D Encounters, which speaks to exactly what you're just talking about. People, you know, trying to make it easy for people to continue playing D&D or to get into the game for the first time. We understand that people have jobs, you have families, you have, you know, other things that interfere with real life, interferes with your fantasy life, basically. So that was really the impetus for creating something like D&D Encounters, which is an in-store program. It's on Wednesdays, so you always know you can plan around Wednesdays are now D&D Encounters days. You only need an hour, maybe 2 hours to play. The encounters are modular, so it's just come in and play when you can. If you're there one Wednesday, you can't make it the next Wednesday, totally fine. You're not going to get lost. You won't know, the story will continue, but you won't be lost the next time you come. We have characters for you to play, or you can create your own. We can show you how to do that. Everything comes in a kit for retailers, and it's very easy. Dungeon Masters can basically just open up the book and just start playing. So it's a great introduction for Dungeon Masters as well.
That sounds really super. It's just making me excited as well.
Yeah, it's been very, very well received. We also have another in-store program that's launching September 1st, which is maybe for the more tactically minded, strategic player, somebody who doesn't really get attached to their characters, because the challenges they're aptly named. They're very, very challenging. It's a difficult encounter, and that's part of the fun of it. It's actually as fun to watch as it is to play, because it's sort of ridiculously difficult. We advise you to go into this with every advantage that you can, which is how the D&D forcing cards come into play. They will offer your characters certain advantages that they wouldn't get otherwise. Take them. Take whatever you can. Go in there, strategize. Hopefully you defeat the encounter, but if you don't, you're welcome to come back and keep trying, which we found that a lot of people want to do. And the adventures are customized so that the Dungeon Master can change things up a little bit. So if you do come back, it's not going to be exactly the same. So there will always be a little bit of that surprise element to it. So people like me who love their characters, I'm better off at maybe D&D encounters. I don't want to keep losing my characters.
Yeah, I mean, why would you?
We did a playtest of it, and I was down in 17 minutes. It actually, I tell people, it actually took me longer to make that character than to play that character.
Been there, done that.
Well, thank you. I feel better about that.
Well, thank you very much for your time. This sounds like you got a lot of exciting things happening now and coming up. And wish your company the best, and we'll be checking it out.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.